On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Scott Christensen of the BSU football team, our guest, returned an interception for a touchdown against Minot State. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How many snaps, roughly, did you play in that game?
I think that was my third snap.
That's not a bad way to start your collegiate career. Ball pretty much came right to you. Once you caught it, what did you see?
I thought I was in a dream. It was just ridiculous. I just didn't think that would happen right away that fast, any of that.
You guys, as a team, intercepted 5 passes. That's obviously not going to be the norm this year, but certainly helps the defensive stats. You guys had great numbers, especially the first half. I think gave up 40 yards of total offense or something like that in the first half. How much better can you guys get? How much better do you guys need to get here in a couple of weeks against Augustana?
I think we can improve a lot in a lot of areas, definitely.
Stopping the run is always important for this team. How much, when you are stopping the run and know that the pass is coming, how much easier does that make a defensive back's job?
It definitely makes it a lot easier because then you can just focus on one thing instead of worrying about everything.
You look at that secondary. Dusty's been around forever, played a lot of games. Brody Sheff's played a lot of games, made a lot of tackles. How much do you learn from guys like that?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to, look at all the things they're doing and trying to take it all in before they all leave, because I know I want to be kind of like them and knowing all, running all the defense and stuff.
You go from playing high school football to practicing every day, not playing as a redshirt, now to playing again. What's that year of not playing but yet working your tail off and practice every day? What's that year like?
Well, it's definitely a hard year, one of the hardest years, because, you're just standing there on the sidelines at some of the games just watching, wanting to play, but just knowing that your time's coming just helped out a lot.
How much bigger are you than when you were playing in high school?
I probably put on around 15, 20 pounds.
What's that like, the first time you come to campus and the coaching staff gives you your weightlifting routine for the year? Was it a shock to you?
A little bit. It was a lot different than high school. There's definitely a lot more different workouts and stuff I've never even thought of about doing. So it definitely helped out a lot.
You look at high school football around the country, and Florida and Texas are great. Minnesota, not so much. What's Georgia like?
Georgia, I don't know. I've been playing since I was 5 years old. I've been playing tackle since I was 5, so I guess that helps. Being able to play tackle that age, I don't know.
You guys have a week off before Augustana. I know the coaching staff plans to give a lot of the starters a little bit of time off, not a whole lot, but a little bit of time off here this week before you get back into game week next week. When you've got 2 weeks to prepare for a team, do you like your odds that they're not going to throw anything at you that you don't know what to expect?
Yeah, I think our odds are great just because we'll be able to prepare a scheme against all their stuff that they can do and just be well prepared.
Scott, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.